Okay, let's get into Yevamos Daf Beis Yerushalmi. As we get into Aleph Beis, we started talking about issues of Yibum last time and the first Mishnah here in the Masechta, which discusses unusual cases of Yibum. Interesting that we don't talk about this, the mitzvah of Yibum, that's in the Torah. But we get into the usual cases of Yibum, 15 women that can be married to Reuven and Shimon are always the names that we use, can be married to Shimon, but they are considered an erva to Reuven. So that's why these 15 women, when they fall to the brother-in-law and Yibum, and it is an Isser erva, so that's why they are not allowed to do Yibum, as we'll get to the Limud, and erva is excluded. The only erva that is nidche for Yibum is Eishes Ach, because that's by definition, that is a nidche for Yibum. But any other Isser, any other erva related, is not included, and therefore there wouldn't be any Zika. There would be a connection, and the woman could just get remarried. And not only her, but Sarosei and Mutaros, as we learned, the co-wives also. You know, the co-wives really should have a regular Zika, but if one of the women have a Zika that is impossible, or there is no Zika, then that affects all the other women as well. So we started having the Limudim on the bottom of Aleph Amud Beis. How do you know Yachtav? How do you know the... it's Achim in Ha'av when it comes to Yibum, as we saw. Yachtov is excluding Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo. And one of the Mace, it has to be Mace and not Gerishin, and some of the other Limudim as well. Ksiv, or a couple lines up from the bottom on Aleph Mabes. Ksiv, Ki Kol Asher Yasem, Ki Kol Atoy Voso Eilev Nechresu, Asama Pasek in Achremos. And if anybody does any of these Toevos as a sum of all the Arias, the Pasek says, Venechresu Hanafasho Sa'osos Mikarev Amam, then their souls will be cut off. Vahalo Eishes Achiv, Bechal Kol Arias Havis. Eishes Achiv, Eishes Ach was included in all the Arias, is on the list there. Vahutcha Mechlala De Yibum. And it became Mutar, based on the mitzvah of Yibum, right? Asi dechalosa say yochal afshar kala rai sutrukum michlon de Yibum. You might think that not only is Eishes Ach matir for Yibum, but even if there is another Isser besides Eishes Ach, obviously that has to be Isser Eishes Ach, but you might think if there are two, there's another Isser, it also is Hutar, Reb Zaor, B'shem Reb Yossi ben Chanina, Aleha, Aleha. We have Xera Shava. We have one time it says Aleha by Achos Isha, and one time it says by Yibum. By Yibam, what's the positive by Achos? Isha, Isha elachosa lo sikach. A woman is allowed to marry a wife and her sister. Litzrar legalos ervasa aleha bechayeha. Right, and you don't need that aleha. So the Gemara says, Yevama yevo aleha. It says, by Yibam also, Yibam. Aleha. Ma aleha shenamer lahalan. Just like the aleha by Yibam, it's referring to ba'achim and avakas medaber, it's referring to eshesach, right, which is the, regular case of Yibum, af alesh, never come, achim and ava, kodim adaber, so to the alea by achos isha is referring to a case of eshes ach, and it's still aser. The Torah says it's aser, this erva, achos isha is aser, even if it's a situation of eshes ach, where it's a yibum, it's still going to be aser, still going to be aser, right? The carbon aedav, afilu hachi lo sikach, shmamina, da achos ishto asura afilu Yibam. It's Usr, even in Yibam. And from there you'll learn the Yalfinan Shar Arayos me Achos Isha, and you'll learn other Arayos from Achos Isha, just like Achos Isha is one example given, and it's not going to be Mutter in a Yibam situation. So to all, right, Mehaki, from the Hekish of, they have the, again, the Sama Pasuk at the end of the Arayos, Ki Kol Arayos, Ki Kol Asher Yaseh. Right, that Pasuk sums up all the Arayos together, and therefore it is that's the limit. Rabbi Binyamin bar Gidol, Rav Acha Yasvin, they were both sitting. Amar Rav Acha, one of the two rabbis sitting, said, Amar Rav Acha had Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. He said over this drasha that we just quoted, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, the Gzera Shava of Aleha Aleha. Amar Leir Binyamin bar Gidol, Binyamin bar Gidol says to him, a line that he doesn't mean seriously. He can't mean seriously, and he'll see the listener gets upset, but he's just trying to ask a question. But he asks in a very unusual way. Oma aleha, maybe aleha, you should darshan the other way. Why aleha teaches you la'isser, ma aleha shenemer lahalan, b'she'eino yivama kosmadaber, maybe you darshan it this way. Maybe by achos isha, it's purely achos isha. It's not a case of eishes ach, where there's no mitzvah of yibum. Af alesh, namrakan, b'she'eino she'eino yivama achos medaber. So too, maybe in our case of yibum, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a situation of eishes ach and yibum, which makes no sense. because that's the mitzvah of Yibum Meshei Shazach. That's why the listener is going to get upset. Amalei Rav Acha, Hatar Amar B'Yivama, Vat Omar B'Esheni Yivama, what are you talking about? He says that the Torah talking about the case of Yibum. How could you have a Xerah Shava that basically uproots the Pashup Shot of the Pasuk? That's what the Gemara is talking about. Amalei Rav Binyamin Ragidel, Hatara Amra B'Sheni, no, this is what I meant. Hatara Amra B'Sheni Yivama, the Torah meant, in by the case of Achos Isha, Torah meant purely. That's not a case of Eishes Ach. Va'at Amar B'Yivama, meaning maybe the Isser of Eishes Ach is only, meaning the Isser in the Achremos, when it mentions, Achos Isha, when it mentions Achos Isha, maybe that's only a case where it's not Eishes Ach, where it's not a mitzvah of Yibam. But if it would be a mitzvah of Yibam, maybe it would be Mutter. Right? Who says that that's the Gzeres Shavah tells you it's also Eishes Ach there and it's still Aser? Maybe that's talking about a case where it's only Eishes Ach. Where it's the mitzvah of Yibum is only where it's Eishes Zach, and that's Mutter. And the case of Achremos is only where it's Achos Isha, that's where it's Aser. But if it would be Eishes Zach also, then it would be Mutter. But again, because he asked the question in a way that made it sound like what kind of, question sounds like the presentation of the original Limud was faulty, the Ikbid Rav Acha Lakovli, Rav Acha was very upset. Amar Rav Yossi says back to him, Loder of Gito Palik says back to commenting on the story, Loder of Gito Palik, it's not that Rav Binyamin Bar Gidal is arguing, he wouldn't suggest that the Pasuk is not talking about, Yibum, Elodu Makbara Lishna Deshama Min Rabbe. Right? He's just arguing on what would the mashmaus of the drasha. The mashmaus of the drasha is that Achos Isha is by a Yibum context, and that's what's Usher. But if it wouldn't be a Yibam context, then regular Achos Isha would be Mutter. That's what it sounded like from the Drasha. Right? It's only if it's double, it's two Averis, but if it would only be Achos Isha, it would be Mutteris. That's why he was bothered. So Micah Dun, what would have been a better Lashon, a better Nusach of the Drasha? As follows, Yavama Yavo Aleha. The following, Aleha, you're going to add in one word to the Drasha. And that word is afilu. That word is afilu. Ma aleha shene amar lahalan. Just like the aleha that it says over there, by yibum. Biyavama. Just like there, it says biyavama. So af aleha shene amar kan, afilu yivimto. The point is that the case of Achos Isha is even amar tor vishal achosal lo sikach. And even in that case, it says, it's going to be usher. So that's the drasha that, again, it's the same drasha, but it just wasn't clarified as clearly before that just like it says aleha, aleha, just like by yibum, it's only Eishes Ach. That's talking about Eishes Ach. So to the Pasuk by Achremos, by Achos Ishto, is also about Eishes Ach. And the Torah still says, it's Aser there. So therefore, you learn from that, so to all of the Arayos, if there's other Isurim besides the Isser of Eishes, besides the Isser that's involved of Eishes Ach, if there's any other Isser, then there is no Zika. Ainli Elahi, Tsarasim Minayin, Ainli Elahi, this is only, I know that she, it doesn't have a Zika. Tsarasim Minayin, how do I know from the co-wife also, Tamalomar, Litzrar, Lo, Litzarasa, Velo, Litzarasarasa. That's all excluded. Ainli Elah Achos Ishto, this is only by Achos Ishto, Shar Kal Arayos Minayin, how do I know to include all the other Arayos? So we assume it's not just the Hekish that we said before, but it's going to be a Limud. It's going to be a Limud of Kal V'Chomer. But we're going to see, there's only going to be a Kal V'Chomer according to one opinion. So Rabbi Zohar, as we see, we might be spending more time just on getting through the Dafim, in Yevamos, because it has to be clear. But there's always what to say. Rabbi Zohar, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin, a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer, the Makar is Achos Isha, is not Mutter in a situation of Yibum. So we're going to learn that to all the other Isurim. But Achos Isha has a Kula. And it's still not allowed to do Yibum. That's going to be the Kal V'Chomer. Uma Achos Ishto Miyuchedes. Achos Ishto is unique. Erva Sheish Leheter Lachar Yisura. It's the only Isser that changes upon death. Meaning, if a man is married to a woman and that woman dies, then the man can marry her sister. He cannot marry his mother-in-law. He cannot marry his stepdaughter. All the other Yisurim don't change after death. Only Achos Isha. So Achos Isha has a heter to her Isser. And yet, Hari Yisurah, it's still Aser to do Yibam. Liz Yabim, Sharkal Arayat, Shein La Heter Lachar Isser, and Lokol Shekin. So surely other Yisurim. If Achos Isha, which is a Kal Isser, that is not a Lab Makam Yibam. So to all other Yisurim for sure. We'll get to maybe Nida if there's time. Mazu erva patera sarasa. So just like this erva paters, of kashar kol arayis poter sarasa. So to the other arayis, which are more chamor, they pater their tsaras. Fine. So ad kedun Rabbi Akiva. This works for Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one that puts all, we had Rabbi Akiva referred to already on yesterday's daf. Rabbi Akiva puts chayve lavin with chayve krisos. Chayve lavin also, there's no tfisas kiddushin. And chayve lavin also creates mamzeris. And chayve lavin also, according to Rabbi Akiva, would not have a zika. If there's chayve lavin, there wouldn't be a zika at all to the between the yavam and the yavama. So this fits in because that limud is comparing all the arayas. Ad kadun Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva puts chayve lavin also in there. Rabbi Yishmael, what about according to Rabbi Yishmael? And according to what we paskin, that it's chayve lavin are not like chayve krisus, and if there's chayve lavin, there is a zika, as we'll see. So he would have to have a new makar tani, Rabbi Yishmael, a kavachomer, a different kavachomer. Ma achos ishto miyuched, this erva, shachayv razdon akaris vashigasa chatas, if achos ishto is an erva, which is chayv kares and chatas, hari asur lis yabem, and yet there's an isur lis yabem, av kol erva, so to any erva, shachayv razdon akaris vashigasa chatas, te asur lis yabem, so to any erva in that category. Right, azona kares v'shigas achatos. Right, not just all, but only ones that are chatos and kares. And what would be the nafkamina? My nafkamina on amana lekohen gadol. Right, the nafkamina would be chayvi lavin amana lekohen gadol. Right, which is two separate yisurim, which hopefully we'll see soon. And what would be the nafkamina to explain? Mandamar erva, according to the first one that says erva sheish laheter lachay yisura, Rabbi Akiva zuhel v'ein laheter lachay yisura. So by chayvi lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, that has no heter, Haridash Rulis Yabim, there's also an Isulis Yabim, by Chayve Krisus, by Chayve Lavin, by any of them, according to Rabbi Akiva. Mandamar Erva Shchayven Azona Kares Hashigas Achatos, Harize Asurulis Yabim, but according to the second opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that it goes by all Arayas, so Zu, by Aman Lekohen Gadol, which is Chayve Lavin, Holvein Chayven Azona Kares Hashigas Achatos. Since you're not Chayve Kares and Chatos, therefore, there won't be a Ptur. There won't be the Ptur, and there will be a Zika that is left. So let's say a Kohen Gadol's brother dies, and now the Kohen Gadol's brother's wife is an almana, which is an Isser d'Araisa, Chayvi Lavin to the Kohen Gadol. So in that case, there is a Zika. There is a Zika that's still there. So the Gemara says, if there's a Zika, so why don't you say you do Yibum? V'tei muteres los Yabim, why don't you allow Yibum? Right, the Mishnah later on, as we'll see on Daf Yud, says, no, Choletzes. Choletzes lamaz Yabemes by Chayvi Lavin. There is a Zika. There is a Zika. Right, Daf Yud Amid Aleph, the Mishnah there says, when it comes to Isur Mitzvah the Isur Kedusha, we'll see what that means, but it's Choletzes Lomas Yabemes. So there is a Zika, but we don't allow Yibum. Why don't we allow Yibum? We'll see in a minute. Just to note, the Rambam and the Chinuch both count two separate Isurim for Almana the Kohen Gadol. There's an Isur like all the other Arayas of Isur marriage of a Kohen Gadol Almana, but here also an Isur Bia. By some of the other arayas, it's only in the context of a kiddushin. But the Sefer Chinuch counts Reishai and Gimel Shelo Yisa Kohen Gadol Levad Almana, right? Only Kohen Gadol has that Isser. Shneimar Almana Grusha Chala V'Zona as Elo Yikach, and the only one that's new is for the Almana for a Kohen Gadol. And then you have Reishai and Dalad Shelo Yivol Kohen Gadol Almana Afilu Below Kiddushin Shneimar V'Lo Yichala Zaro Ba'amav. V'amru b'kiddushin kohen gadol v'amana loke shtayim, mishum lo yikach, mishum lo yichalel. Kolem ashen nasa uba'ala loke shtey malkiyas, v'imba'ala mibelisha kidsha loke achas, mishum lo yichalel. It's a separate, different than the other Isurim. We don't have time to go into the reasons and the symbolism, but that's the chinuch. The Rambam also, beginning of Perek Yud Zayin of Isur Abiyah, discusses this, the unique Isur of Almana l'kohen gadol as well. So let's get back to what we're talking about. So the Gemara says, if you're saying, according to what we paskin, that there is a Zika, there's a Zika by Chayvi Lavin. And again, if the Yavam and Yavama are Asr Mishum Chayvi Lavin, so why don't we say that there's Mutter when you say Asi Dochalos Asay? So two answers. Number one, Rabbi Abu by Negri Crispy, B'Shem Rav Shimon Lakish, is a special limud. Lo Tiei Shez Ameis Achutz Al Ishzar. Right, the Eishas Ameis cannot marry anyone out, and we darshan zu isha shehi zara lo. A woman who is zara to him, that is strange to him, meaning usher to him, amra Torah lo tia lo liisha afilu mitzvah. He should not marry. So again, the pashup shot is that she can't marry anybody else besides the yavam. But the Gemara is darshaning that it also means if she is a zara to him, to the yavam, if she's a surah to the yavam, so then they cannot get married. If you see in the halacha la Moshe, one of the mafarshim in the back, the halacha la Moshe suggests that you read this as Nira dahachi darshinan. Lotia eshes hameis lo achutza velo leishzar. It's like you have two drushes. She can't marry a chutza, meaning out, somebody who is imayavam, hi la ishzar, kon amana lakoin gadol, tchihechi duhu muzer alea, hi muzer es alav. Again, that's how you the darshin it. That's the drusha. Says the Gemara, if you're telling me that there's a separate dinda oraisa, a dinda oraisa that the chayve lavet is not allowed to do yibam, so why don't you say you don't even need chalitza? Right? We mentioned a little bit in Agdama. Usually they go together. Kal ha'ola liyibam ola chalitza. But here, it's a din daraisa, right? You might have said, as we'll see, maybe some opinions might hold that it's an issa d'rabanan. Because the first be a rishona. But be a shniya already, there's no mitzvah there anymore. So now it's reverts back to chayve lavin. Right? Eches ach is totally matir because that's the essence of yibam. But maybe other Yisurim, but this is a daraisa. So the Gemara says, Me'ata lo tzricha chalitza. That she shouldn't even eat chalitza then, right? If it's just like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, kishara rayas, shekiva she'ena olum liyibum, enam olum lechalitza. Usually they go together, yibum and chalitza. So why here? So Amar Yirmiya, yevimto, yevimto. There's an extra word, yevimto, atar ripsa b'chalitza. An extra word, yevimto, so therefore, that's how you know that they do chalitza. So the Gemara says that's somewhat unusual to have yevimto, and that's a limit for chalitza. Yevimto, atara ripsa b'yibum. It sounds like that's an extra word that, should be part of yibum. But either way, the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara is going to quote a different source for this din that chayvi lavin, even if they're us or d'oraisa, they're still a zika. But there's no chalitza, there's no yibam, but there is chalitza. Interesting, the limud would be, this limud, at least the first day, amra Torah lo tielo leisha afilu mitzvah, it would be a limud to say that in this situation, you don't say asi docha lo sase. Right? Usually you have asi docha lo sase when it comes to these cases by definition. Right? Asi docha lo sase be'eshes ach. Right? There's a few cases of asi docha lo sase that you never are unable to do it any other way. But if you have sara'as on the arla, the Gemara talks about, that's just situational. Usually you don't have there's an issa daraisa to cut off sara'as, but there's a mitzvah daraisa to cut off the foreskins. That happens to be asid ochalos, I say. But here, cases like big de kahuna, some of the big de kahuna are shatnas, right? So that yibam is always eshesach. So the Gemara is saying, though, that you don't say asid ochalos, I say, in the case where there is also chayve lavin, as beferish, is this noted to say, again, I don't think it takes the, it's mukhrach either way, but the fact that there are limits to asid echalos, I say, would that show that whether it's hutra or dechuya, if it would be hutra, then it would be easier to say asid echalos, I say? I don't think you have to say that, because even if you want to say it's hutra, only eshes ach is hutra, right? Not the chayve lavin that doesn't always exist. So I don't know if you have to take a stand on that either way. Says the Gemara, second idea, Tani de Rabbi Shmuel, Me'ein Yavami. As the Pasuk says, she says, my Yavam refuses to marry me. Zushe Me'ein Yavami. If somebody refuses, that's the one that's spoken about by Yibum, out of his own decision. Lo Shemianu Shamayim. But if Hashem was Me'ein this relationship, that's not what Yibam is talking about, right? The only time where there's a mitzvah of Yibam is if he refuses it, she can say Me'ein Yivami. But if it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's saying it, so then that's different. Me'ata lo tzricha chalitza. So if you're telling me that, it's, again, based on a din d'oraisa, she shouldn't even eat chalitza. Havitzurcha lahein, da'am Reb Yirmiyah, you have to go back to the limud before, yivimto, atora ripsa b'chalitza. Again, even though we ended up saying that is there was a problem with that because it has to do with Yibam and Achalitza. But still we have the extra limud to teach us about Chalitza as well. Once we're talking about various, situations and relationships, that are mutter or usser, and we had the, 2 days before, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, about, what's included in where there is no Zika. So you should mention, because it's mentioned in the Bavli, might come up in the Yerushalmi also, but the Bavli discusses, what about Nida? What about Nida? We usually say, if there's a Isser, if there's an Isser at the time of the Zika, so then that Isser applies always, right? Let's say, there's Achos Isha. Let's say a man is married and Achos Isha, and then there's Yibam, so he can't do Yibam, and then a month later, his own wife dies. So now there's no more Achos Isha. So we don't say that it goes back. We don't say that it goes back. We say that it continues and the heter continues, right? That's what Tosfos says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Yevamos Derechei Darchei Noam. Derechei Darchei Noam, you can't say that it's usher today and, it's mutter, it's usher today and then it's going to become mutter and then she'll have to marry somebody else. So that's not Derechei Darchei Noam. And then Tosfos asks, what about Nida? Ein lahakshos de Nida teasul yavam. A Nida is an Isser Kares. What if she's a Nida? The sister-in-law is a Nida when her husband dies. So she's a surah to the Yavam. So why is that different than the other Isurim? Avagav shemetara acharkach, kamo achos ishto. Demis yabemes afilo meise ishto achreichin. The lo dummy, you don't compare. The achos isha v'sha'ar rayos, ha Isser omid ala Yavam, femi shar b'nei Adam. Sosva says it without saying the magic words. Achos isha and all other arayos, the Isser is on the Yavam like, right, there's, the, more than anyone else, meaning it's based on a relative relationship. Avonida lekuliyama asira, v'yafilu benidasa v'chul. And he continues, benida is asir to everyone. Tosfos doesn't say, and therefore what? So if you look in the Tosfos Arash, Tosfos Arash says, and therefore that reflects that it's not an erva. Nida is not an erva. An erva is mafkia the zika, but a nida is not an erva. Tosfos Arash has that extra line. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. He doesn't say it but Farish. The lo yafina nida be'achos isha kamo sha'arayas she'isur omid al yavam temi yashar b'nei adam aval nida l'kul yama asira v'lo mikri erva de'ena asura mishum kurva. That's the key line of the Tosfos Arash. So Tosfos says be'farish, and maybe Tosfos Arash says be'farish, that the nida is not one of the arayas. Is different. The shaila is, how do you understand this hekesh, like we had at the beginning of our daf today, that connects all of the arayas together? Nida is there, but we know nida is different. Right? The Gemara says elsewhere, hakol modin b'bo'al anida she'en avlad mamzer. Right? If somebody is bo'al anida, even though there's an iser kares, the vlad is not a mamzer. So does that show that it's not an erva? Or does that show that it's an exception within the world of arayas? The Rambam says beferish. The Rambam says beferish otherwise. The Rambam says in a few places that Nida is one of the Arayas. Nida is one of the Arayas. The Rambam says this in Yisurei Bia, in Perachav Beis, talking about the context of Yichud, of the Isra of Yichud. The Rambam says, Osir lis yachid im erva mina Arayas. It's Osir dev Yichud, one of the Arayas, bein zakena bein yalda. Older, young, shedavar zeh, goreim legalos erva. Yichud causes a gili erva. Chutz, what are the exceptions to the rule of erva, arayos, that are mutter for yichud? Aim im bina, v'ya'av im bito, v'abala mishto nida. Bala mishto nida, right, that is in erva, that is mutter to have yichud. Right, some also connects this to try to answer the question that many achronim ask on the Rambam. The Rambam talks about what nisuin is. Nisuin, we know that erisin is clear. Erisin is kesef shtar bia, the first mission kiddushin. We mention often that Nisuin is not clear at all in Shas. What Nisuin? What is the second stage of a Jewish marriage? Nisuin. So there are 7, 8, 6, how many shitas in the Rishonim? And we do all of them. The canopy, what we call a chuppah, the Sheva Brachas, some Rishonim say it's the Badekin, but the Rama holds Yichud. The Yichud room is for the Rambam. Yichud Roy Labia. Yichud Roy Labia. That's the Rambam. Now you don't need the Bia for the marriage, but Yichud Roy Labia. And that's what the Rambam says, that Chupas Nida is not, they're not fully married. Right? Other Rishonim would say they're fully married. They just can't have Bia because she's a Nida. But the Rambam says they're not fully married. The Kivish Echsa Arusa L'chupa Arizim Muteras Lavo Olav Echol Yishayir. So the Rambam says, Umjitikanis L'chupa Nikris Nesu Avish Lo Nivalav Hishite Re'uya L'Bi'ila Avalim Haisa Nida. Every phrase there has to be analyzed. Lo gamru hanisuin, v'hari hi ki arusa adayin. So some ask on the Rambam, but the Gemara talks about elsewhere about the Kohen Gadol getting married on Yom Kippur. Right? If the Kohen Gadol dies, he has to marry someone else. So the only issue is the Eris and the Kenya. What are you talking about? Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur is Aser. So how could they, you could talk about it. According to the Rambam, it's by definition. You need Yichud Roi Labia, which you can't have on Yom Kippur. So some say, oh, that's not inherent Isser. That's an Isser de Rav Yaleh. That's an Isser based on time, not based on Gavra. But what some suggest, what the Rambam really is saying is that because Nid is an Erva, that's an Erva undermines Yichud Roi Labia. But maybe other types of Isurim, like Yom Kippur, that would not undermine, and therefore it would still be a Yichud HaRoi Labia. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, where we are up there. So the Pnei Moshe says, maybe he didn't hear of the earlier drasha that we just had. Yivimto, Yivimto. So he says, we know that they can't do Yibum. Right, that we learned before, we just learned that you can't do Yibum because it's an Issur D'oraisa also. Do they need Chalitza? Meaning, maybe the Zika is totally knocked out? Amar Lei. Says the Gemara, no. Efshar, Lomar, Kiddushin, Tovsin, Bavat, Omer, Inatsu, Chalitza. If they would try to get married, there would be Tfisas Kiddushin, because there's Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin means there is Tfisas Kiddushin. So there's Tfisas Kiddushin between them. You're going to tell me there's no Zika between them? Inatsu, Chalitza. Right, it must be there is some Zika. Right, between them. And that Zika requires Chalitza to break it. Again, the fact that there is Tfisas Kiddushin, if they would try, so that means that they are Zakuk somewhat. And because they're Zakuk somewhat, that's why Chalitza would be needed. Says the Gemara, who says, Amar Lehari Islandess. What about an Islandess? A woman who is never going to, become able to have children. She's already has Simani Islandess, right? A Swiss for a man and an Islandess for a woman. So an islandess kiddushin tov. Somebody can marry an islandess as long as the man knows that she's an islandess when he does the kiddushin, right? Hikirba, as the Pnei Moshe quotes from the Gemara, hikirba iri. So by an islandess, this thesis kiddushin va'atamar inesu chalitza. But if the sister-in-law is an islandess, she doesn't need chalitza, right? So you see, there's no connection between thesis kiddushin and having zika. Amar lei haray islandess b'tamacher hutzatia. No, so he says an islandess is a different reason, a separate reason why an islandess doesn't do yibum. Not because of something inherent in the Zika, but asher teleid. Yatazu sheni yoledes. She's not going to have a baby. So she's not going to have a child. Therefore, it is not an issue of tfisas, kiddushin being the only factor. There's a separate factor here, and that's why it is not Akasha, and therefore we say that there is Zika, and therefore there is Chalitza that is required. Aja, Talamai Kol Arayis Me'achos Isha L'Issa. So now the Gemara goes back on what we said earlier. We learned all our Arayis are compared to Achos Isha. And just like Achos Isha, even if there's a situation of Yibam, it's Asur, so too all our Arayis. So Gemara says, why do you learn from Achos Isha? Lamai Kol Arayis Be'eshazach V'Leheter. Why do you learn it from pure Eshazach? Right? To just like Eshazach is Mutter, so do all the other Arayis are Mutter. Says the Gemara, no. Eshazach is Mutter, there's one Avera. Amar Bimana, Lamedin Shnei Yisurim Yishnei Yisurin. Vein Lamedin Shnei Yisurim Yisur Echad. We're trying to say a case of Yibum by Achos Isha is Aser. By every other Erva that you try to learn, it's also going to be a two Yisurim. That Erva plus Eishas Ach. So it's better, it's more parallel to learn two Yisurim, all other Arayas in a case of Yibum from Achos Isha in a case of Yibum. Vein Lamedin, you don't learn two Yisurim from one Isur. Abazar B'Shem Rabbi Avun has to have a difference in formulation. Called Avashuba Machmas HaGoreim Batal HaGoreim Batal HaIsser. Any Isser that's because of the one that caused the Isser. This is like Pesha Asser who a Pesha Hitter type of Svara. If there's a relationship that's also caused the Goreim, Batal HaGoreim Batal HaIsser. Here, Eishas Ach, why does the woman become by a regular case of Yibam? Eishas Ach is Asser because the brother married her. The brother died, so now she becomes mutter to the brother. But it's something that's usher, not because of this marriage that took place that just ended. Then avabisha batal hagoreim isher bimkomo. Right. So then, even though the goreim, the brother died, the isher stands in his place. For example, Amar Yosi Barbun kigon elu chameishas reinashim, like these 15 women in our Mishnah. Shalo Tomar, don't say, Bita, Achlo, Nisis Lachiv, Asuralo, Nisis Lachim Uteraslo. Right? The fact that this is Reuven's daughter has nothing to do with the fact that Shimon married her. Shimon marrying her had nothing to do with the Isra Bito. So when Shimon dies, it has no effect on the Isra Bito either. Right? So you can't say that, is going to become Mutter, except for the Isra of Eshazach, because that's the only one that was created by the brother marrying her and is undone by the brother marrying her. It's similar, there's a similar Shakla Vitaria. This idea in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin. In Kiddushin in the Bavli and Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara tries to find a makar. How do you know that if a woman becomes an amana, she can marry again? We think, what are you talking about? There's no more husband. But the Gemara requires a makar. Right? The kohen is atzma beged b'misas abal. Fine, get is a pasuk in chumash. For kazal sefer krisos el misas abal minalan. So Gemara says svaru who asra v'hu sharsa. Well, isn't it a svara? Right? He asked her by marrying her, so he's dying, so he should matter her. So Gemara says, ha arayas dasu lavo sharalu, not so fast. Arayas, what do you mean? If a man is married to a woman, then his mother-in-law is usher to him. And even if his wife dies, still usher to him. So you see, just because something is created, l'isser, doesn't mean it automatically becomes mutter. And the Gemara struggles, it goes back and forth and back and forth until the last line, the Gemara says, oh, maybe because certain cases of machzer grushaso, certain cases are usser, meaning everything else is mutter. But the Gemara ends up by saying, is kish misa la gerishin. But the Gemara throws up his hand and says, okay, you have to compare misa and gerishin. Ma gerishin shayev gomeres, af misa shayev gomeres. Interesting, fascinating that you need a makar. You might think that once there's marriage, then the woman has that status forever, even after her husband dies. Okay, discussions of Eishes Eliyahu. Okay, we'll have to stop here.